Hey, this is Dan Nichols from Grace Christian Fellowship in Cortland, New York, and I get to be your pastor for the day. I just want to share with you a little weird thing about me. I actually like the smell of skunk. Now, my wife, Joy, still can't believe that this is true, and maybe some of you can't believe it either. Maybe some of you are like, you know, that's me too. I like the smell of skunk too, and you are my people, if that's you. But even though I don't mind the smell of skunk, I definitely don't want to be sprayed by it because I know other people hate it. And it probably could be a little too strong if that happened. But I remember growing up, this one day, I'm going out to the shed in my backyard to mow, and I opened the door, and there was this ginormous skunk right in front of me, tail pointed up. I mean, it was ready to spray. And I got to tell you, in that moment, I have an eyewitness. My mom was looking out the kitchen window, and she's like, Daniel, I have never seen you run as fast as you did than that day when you saw that skunk in the shed. I mean, I jumped over our fence in a single bound. I was flying away from this skunk because I knew it was something that I needed to avoid. And in Scripture, I want to take you to a passage today where the Apostle Paul tells his protege Timothy that he needs to flee something, but it might not be what we think initially. So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, Paul says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Now, when I was growing up, especially as a teenager, I always thought, oh, I know what that is. He's saying, flee the evil desires of youth. That means sexual sin. And that's what I always thought. But actually, that's not what Paul is talking about here specifically. It could include that, but what he's really talking about here is a concept I want to introduce to you today called rightolatry. That's my name for it. It's the idolatry of rightness. Rightolatry. And he goes on in verse 23, Paul writes, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. So, what is Paul saying here? Well, he's saying that we need to run. We need to, like, get out of any foolish, ignorant, stupid arguments that we are currently embroiled in. And I gotta tell you, especially over the last 3 years, many of us have gotten into a bunch of these, probably. I'm included in that too. And sometimes we can get this attitude that I call rightolatry. And here's what that is. It's when being right becomes more important than God or others. Rightolatry is the obsession with proving others wrong. And as Francis Chan says, and I agree with him, when I'm obsessed with winning, it means I'm not obsessed with Jesus. You know, God doesn't want us to minimize his importance so that we can simply be right. He doesn't want us obsessed with proving others wrong. Now, truth certainly matters. I mean, Jesus is the truth. He didn't just say true things. He is truth. But Jesus was the truth and is the truth, and he handles the truth of himself and his communication in ways that serve others, in ways that are sacrificial for others rather than just building up ourselves. And I think so often we can say, yeah, I'm standing for truth, but the way that we're going about it really undermines the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and our testimony in the lives of people around us, whether they are believers in Jesus or they aren't. And so this is the question that I want us to ask of ourselves today. Am I caught up in any scenario where rightolatry, this idolatry of rightness, when being right is becoming more important to me than my relationship with God or my relationship with others, or am I obsessed right now with proving others wrong just so that I can be right? And if that's true, we need to turn from that. We need to flee from that because Jesus was always right in all the right ways. Jesus used his rightness to serve and sacrifice, and he is calling us to do that too. So I hope that's helpful for you, and I hope you have an awesome day avoiding rightolatry and engaging in meaningful dialogue with others to serve and sacrifice for them rather than trying to prove that we're right.